an important message from the apology officer who apologises for not being here in person. Looks like I'm standing in this week. Hutton Orbital Radio would like to apologise for the absence of regular hosts Rudolf Hooker and Dick Chaffee. Mr. Hooker has been arrested after an incident involving a particularly pernickety Imperial ambassador and will be unable to attend. As he was being led away, he was heard to shout, "Until the handle breaks off and they've got to get a doctor to pull it out with a pair of pliers." Bail money has already been raised via crowdfunding. Mr. Chaffing has been involved in a horrific bathroom tiling accident and will not be available until his grout is dry. He was heard to say, "Bastards!" Updates as they happen. Their seats will be kept warm tonight by Happy Harry Balzac, who has nowhere else to go, and Wily Willie B. Hardigan, who is only here for the banter and the fish heads. Regular presenting duo Enormous Knockers are happy to join us for tonight's broadcast because they were told they would get time off of their respective sentences. I should really apologise for my own absence, but apologies don't grow on trees, and you lot have had enough for one day. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox. Sorry again.
Good evening, truckers everywhere. I'm your genial host for this evening, Harry Balzac. Rudolf and Dick have sent their apologies because this second, poorer apology for an apology is not being delivered by the Apology Officer. They are sorry, but they are away today. Still, that means we can have a show tonight that has a great deal more class than usual. No smut, no innuendo, no laughs. Just honest-to-goodness information that every trucker needs. Sit back in your chair, make sure it's not plugged in, and prepare to let the next few hours just fly by. In the studio tonight, I'm joined by Willie B. Hardigan.
Good evening, everyone. I'm hoping to put to bed many rumours tonight.
The walking, talking embodiment of filth, Loose Knockers.
Thank you, Harry. Happy to oblige.
And as always, Lou's darling and ours, Enormous Knockers.
Thank you, Harry. And I think you let Lou off lightly there.
Enough of the pleasant but informative chit-chat. Let's get on with the news. Mad Monk's mutinous poll palaver ends up where it started. Nowhere.
Hacks, hacks, Xeno attacks.
Any old Indian governor? Hotbox repair station that they didn't even break.
Galactic salt mine in dramatic facelift.
Atrus 5060 joins us once again with more news of the spread of the Green Menace.
Lou's back against my better judgment with his useless information.
Norma's back with her CGs. Or is she?
The marvellously mad monks of Van Maanen Star this week broke with tradition in a radical move to change the recipe of their in-house brew. 8 options for the new brew's recipe were selected from a veritable smorgasbord, ranging from the stupidly ridiculous to the infinitely sublime. With options ranging from, "Let's just empty the latrine into the mash tuns and be done with it," through to, "Let's just not bother at all and leave the work to the idiots at Hutton who brew a rather nice gin, it would seem." The field has a pretty broad spread. After much wrangling of rules, wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth, a decision was finally made and an agreement reached. The vote was to be held at a time yet to be decided, but nevertheless agreed on. Time passes. After all the deciding votes to decide about voting and timing and planning and logistics, punctuated by copious breaks for tiffin, a much-loved and yet illicit treat for the Mad Monks, the actual non-meaningful, indicative and yet strangely still meaningful votes took place. Are you following this at all? Because I wrote this and I can barely keep up. Each monk took a piece of paper, a quill, a pot of ink, and scurried off to their own individual cubbyhole to scribe their illuminated voting slips with their considered voting choices. In the case of the permanently inebriated abbot, this is more a case of the first place the quill lands. Each illuminated work of art is then submitted to the nominated tellers. You can tell who the tellers are, as they won't tell you if you don't. Who then count and count again. And then count again, because those medieval letters are so hard to differentiate sometimes. The upshot of all this roundabout to-ing and fro-ing, in-ing and outing, upping and downing, is that after much consideration, cogitation, and a considerable amount of digestion at supper, that things will remain the same. Nothing will happen. The die remains cast. And more importantly, the chief brewer is now left scratching his head about whether to order fewer hops, more barley, or just give up and join the beekeeping fraternity.
This week, a strange new acronym has been seen in Hutton circles, accompanied by a strange new sound. The sound of commanders going, and more regularly shouts of, "Take that, you green ghoul!" Hacks made its formerly secretive presence public this week, after a number of weeks of lurking in the shadows and looking furtively around corners to see if the coast is clear. After asking Mum, Lael, if they could go out and play for the evening, the Hacks team, Hacks stands for Hutton Antizino, ponced around the local systems trying to look hard and often failing, but somehow manage all the same to be successful in giving Tharg a snotty nose. We've been asked by their envoy, who wishes at this moment to remain anonymous, we'll call him Clive, to ask commanders to keep an eye out for Hacks inspired and organised, it's a loose term apparently, events to fight off the green menace.
In the Carrico system, a ragtag group of hotbox pilots, led by Commander Maduro, are working tirelessly to restore services to the stricken grill station, and it wasn't even them who broke it. Apparently, a big Thargoid did it and ran away. In a very short time, they have managed to close off orders for indium, aluminium and ceramic composites. Deliveries of gallium and polymers are around halfway to completion, thanks to this small but dedicated group of truckers who have just brought under 500,000 tonnes of materials to the stricken Coriolis so far. There is even a rumour that the chip shop on level 42 may reopen sometime this week. There is still plenty of work to do, so if you're interested in making fabulous profits while helping the repair effort, then contact Commander Madu, James Hicks, and get yourself signed up. He is the gaffer and he has a spreadsheet. Ooh, spreadsheet. Keep up the work. Good work, Commanders Madua, Jippo Eric, Chaos in the Void, Marco 2612, Tregon C 314, Redness 85, Defiant, and Major Mess.
This week, Frontier's funky fun forum of Frottigian Frolics, otherwise known as the Galactic Salt Mines, received a lick of paint, a dash of eyeshadow, some colonic irrigation, and a sprinkling of angel dust. Matters weren't helped, though, by the presence of a newly recruited copy typist, who reduced the salt miner in chief to exasperated mutterings in the corner of his server room. "Oh, I'm sorely tempted to dump the bodies in the airlock. Ask me once, that's cool. Twice, annoying. Seven times, and I get snarky. The answer is the same as the last six times you asked. Oh, and stop clicking that button."
"I didn't. The computer just did it on its own."
"No, it didn't. The only thing that happened was you clicking on the exit button, then asking yes to 'Are you sure?' I saw you do it. And to start again, yes, you clicked the same button as the last six times. And yes, when it asks for your initials, guess what you type? Inside leg measurement? Hat size? Mother's maiden name? No, your bloody initials. And what next? Maybe hit OK, as it's the only option available.
Good evening, truckers. HS56 team reporting in from Canon Research with the latest intel on the Thargoid menace. It's been a tough week for humanity, resulting in commanders now having to fend off the Thargoids on multiple fronts. Unfortunately, all six targets reported by the Eagle Eye system last week were not successfully defended, bringing the active number of incursions up to 17, with 10 stations currently damaged and in need of evacuation. Sounds a bit rude. Several of these systems have multiple stations and are at risk of losing more of them to the Thargoids should these incursions not be lifted. The boffins over at Canon have been hard at work decoding this week's targets from the Eagle Eye network. This week, combat pilots will have to clear the infestations in Widow, Devane, Mike, Nugun, Owlin, and Weird, or Word. Weird, Word, I don't know, we'll pick one. Weird, or Word, is a system where we are all familiar with it as it has home to the Dweller, the dodgy engineer who fixes our power distributors. But it is not all bad news this week, truckers. Operation Ida is proud to announce that they have finished repairing all stations in the Pleiades and are now moving to repair stations in the central bubble. Having access to the commodity markets in the area will greatly help in their effort to bring more stations back online. Congratulations to those bad commanders. Their current repair target is Levi Safita Dock in HRP21167. Any truckers interested in assisting Operation Ida should get in touch with them via their representative on the orbital. Seeing as our fight against the Thargoids is ramping up, the Hutton Anti-Xeno Hacks Wing has appointed Commander Falco Took as its wing leader to head our efforts. Hacks Command will be working with Canon Research, Operation Ida, and the AXI to coordinate our efforts. Hacks Command will be based on the orbital and has established new comms channels announcing where it will be focusing its efforts. Shrekers, we got a hard fight ahead of us, and we need as many truckers to get involved to help defend humanity and Alvin from this alien menace. Join Hacks and Operation Ida to push the Thargoids back and restore our stations. Good luck out there for the mug!
There's not a great deal to say this week. It's all rather stable and boring across Hutton space right now. Apart from a pyre attack in Trepping, which, if experience is anything to go by, will be over by the weekend, it's basically boom and peace. There are no systems with another faction within spitting distance. We're not even trying to manage a comfortable gap to the chaps below us. Even in Colonia, the story is pretty much the same. Boom and non-states, and no one challenging us or trying to get into a scuffle. Basically, have a cracking weekend, going out and doing your thing. There are no official jobs to do. Maybe Norma can get you excited with her lovely CGs.
I still don't have any CGs, and I'm still waiting for my apology from last week.